the sound of learning.
I love sounds at night, the voices of the crickets and frogs singing together.
But things can change. There might be something that scares them or makes them feel threatened, and those voices go silent.
Hello, and welcome to LegoCast, the sound of learning. I'm your host, Wayne Hua.
And I'm Dalin. In Cambodia, music is the soul of our nation. And I don't mean just the music of the recording artists or the professional musicians.
We're talking about the music of the people, but much of Cambodia's traditional music is threatening to leave this world forever when the singer does.
So, for this episode, we here at LegoCast decided to go on a mission to save some of this endangered music and the stories behind it, so it can be preserved for future generations and shared with the world.
We traveled to many places around Cambodia to discover some of these old songs. One thing we found right away is that so many Cambodians wanted to share their music with us. Everywhere we turned, there was someone with a song, such as Rot Chan Thi, a stuttering housewife, who acted reluctant.
If my singing is not great, I apologize.
And then went on to sing so many songs, we had to ask her to stop.
Should I sing more or what?
We met a blind beggar from Kampot named Chuang Rai, who sang an original song about his life singing for pity money at the market.
He sounds beautiful and so sad. It's not unusual for Cambodians to dream of making a living as a singer, but there are many reasons that prevent them from being one. Like the security guard, we met Nita Kamal named Paula.
I always want to be a singer, but couldn't because of the poverty of my family.
We met a tailor named Sawat in the market in Kampong Speu, who heard what we were looking for and chased us down.
Such a lovely voice.
I know, but not everyone was so brave. We met another woman in the market, a rice seller named Sok Sarom, who was eager to sing. But as soon as we put the microphone in her face, she became too shy to make a sound.
I know a lot of songs, but to tell the truth, I'm too nervous because I've never sang in front of the camera before.
In the end, I had to sing with her.
That was very cute.
It was. And there are so many others who sang for us that we sadly don't have the space for here.
Right, because as great as it was to speak to so many people in the markets and on the streets,